Tomorrow night, four singer-songwriters with deep Arkansas ties will share the stage at this month's Songs in the Ville performance held at the UARC Ballroom. The Singers in the Round format will allow Charlie Sandage from Mountain View, Charlie Crow from Little Rock, Keith Vier from Fayetteville, and host Efren White to gather together to play songs and talk about their inspirations. Earlier this month, Keith and Efren came to our studio, and we placed a call to the two Charlies. I assume that the four of you have met before and all know each other?
No, all of us haven't met before.
Oh, so this is kind of, for somebody, then it's an introduction.
That would be for me.
It is indeed.
I haven't met Keith.
That's right. I haven't met Charlie or Charlie.
Charlie Crow, Charlie Sandage, Keith Vier. Keith Vier, the Charlies.
Hey, guys. Good to meet you.
All four men will bring their guitars to the stage tomorrow night, beginning at 7:30. Our conversation this month covered the art of songwriting, the confidence earned from critical praise, and how songs can sometimes just develop from an unknown source. Charlie Crow has been writing music for the past 30 years, music from rockabilly to folk to country.
Yeah, rockabilly and introspective romantic songs, you know, things that that you struggle with to try to express an idea, or you have a particular I thought about a word or a phrase or a concept or an emotion, or more of an emotion than anything else.
Your parents owned a newspaper?
Yes.
I would think...
I grew up in the weekly newspaper business.
Okay. I would think, and again, I don't know, but I would think that being in a weekly newspaper business, that would help with inspiration for ideas of songs and stories to tell. Am I correct in that assumption?
Well, from the standpoint that you meet a lot of really interesting people, and you are, you also, if you are part of the reporting side, and I got involved in every piece of it, because in small town newspapers, you learn how to do everything, but if you're on the reporting side, you also have to learn how to respond to a deadline. You have to learn how to think in whole paragraphs. And I never really thought of it until you asked the question, but the ability to try to know where you want to end up while you're writing is very helpful in songwriting.
He's running through the airport, cell phone in his hand. Got to call his honey before he's gone again. Hasty conversation, and then he's got to fly. He hangs up the phone with love you bye. Love you bye, love you bye. A simple expression to say in case you die. Whisper it or mumble it, but don't forget to try. Remember to say love you bye.
Keith Vier, who's in the studio with me, said that he can remember the first time you heard a Kris Kristofferson song, and you say that was a spark that lit the songwriting bug with you?
Absolutely. I honestly can remember. I'm from Clarksville, Arkansas, and you know, we did a lot of driving up and down the street trying to pick up girls, although we never really were successful at that. But I remember exactly where we were on Main Street in Clarksville when I first heard Me and Bobby McGee, and as I said, it was by Roger Miller at that time, not a recording by Chris. And I just remember being like just sort of so captured by the fact that every line was a picture. And if you could, I just thought to myself, man, if you could write that way, so that when you have a line, people see a picture in their head. I just thought that was so amazing, and that really got me started writing.
And Charlie Sandage, I have read a bio that I believe you wrote about yourself, where you said you have explored strange chord progressions during your career.
that was back in what we call the folky era. And
he's an old folky.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, indeed. Somehow or another, we all felt obligated to write, let's say, opaque lyrics and to just see how strange our chord progression might be, because that was what everybody was doing. But you get over that. At some point, you start to pick up on the idea that simple is good, and that the very best stuff is probably the most straightforward, both lyrically and musically.
Wouldn't it be a shame if you walked out on me tonight and my ship came in the morning? After all these years of poverty, it just would not be right. So I'm giving you this warning. My signs are all in line, my biorhythm's up. Next week looks as pretty as a little speckled pup. Wouldn't it be a shame if you walked out on me tonight and my ship came in the morning?
One song that you might expect to play on the 17th, and why? Keith, I'm going to start with you.
Okay, well, I ever since Efren asked me to do this, I've been really trying to figure that question out, exactly which songs am I going to play. But I think that I will play Bribing the Muse, which is a song that I wrote. The week that I heard, people think this is weird, but the week that I heard Tennessee Williams had died, I wrote this song called Bribing the Muse. And it's about, it's really not about Tennessee Williams. It's about what you feel when some icon of your youth is gone. Mm-hmm. And it's really about self-pity. You know, you start drink a little beer, and you feel this loss that really is about your own life sort of fading out, you know. But Tennessee Williams' death was the reason that I wrote it, and I really like that tune, and I think I'll play that one.
I heard about Tennessee on the radio. They say he died, you know. Oh, but it can't be so. Just one more hero from my squandered youth, my drunken search for truth, just a dreamer bound to lose. And I can't say why I'm so sad tonight. Just one more too short life, it happens all the time. So I'm just drinking to my years misspent, romantic innocence, just wondering where they went. And it's just sorrow on the rocks till I can't taste the blues. Whatever pain I feel for me, not you. Go on, drink what you need and leave what you can't use. If it won't pay my dues, it'll bribe the muse.
Efren?
Well, I've had a pretty good writing spurt here within the last couple of months, so I'm going to play a couple of new tunes, probably. One is called Time Hardened Truth, and it's about a traveling troubadour, or a singer-songwriter that travels the roads and plays for various audiences, and he wonders near the end of the song about all the time he spent out there doing this, and the people that he's taken his time from to do it. But the thrill he gets out of it has made his life very worthwhile, even though he has a few guilty feelings.
I smell autobiography.
I was going to ask.
And,
yes.
Wishes, and he wishes maybe he could have been a carpenter or something.
So. I would just I had this reaction when you spoke the title, Time Hardened Truth. There's a line, there's a hook, there's a title. All you would have had to do is tell me you're going to do a song with that title. I would drive over to Fayetteville to hear it.
I'm with you. That's a great song.
Okay, I'm doing it then.
Keith Vyer, Charlie Crow, and Charlie Sandage will join regular host Efren White for the latest edition of Songs in the Ville tomorrow night, beginning at 7:30 in the York Ballroom on Dixon Street in Fayetteville. You can learn much more at Songs in the Ville's Facebook page or MySpace page. And this note, Efren White's song Long Haul has just taken first place in the 2011 Billboard Song Contest in the Americana Folk Division. And you can hear much more from all four songwriters from our conversation at our webpage, OzarksAtLarge.com.